Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're going to take a brief pause from the pranking to talk to Joe Dominguez from ComEd. Joe, thanks for joining us here this evening.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on. I'm a little hesitant to get on here because I'm suspecting a prank is in order here, but I'll be on my full alert.
No, I told everyone at the top of the show, I love hearing pranks and I love hearing about them, but I learned long ago in radio and TV land where I work, you don't try and prank anyone else. So do not worry. No pranks are coming.
Pranks in the electric business either, I can assure you.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, ComEd, I mean, these are strange times for you guys, I imagine, too. First of all, before we get to, how are the workers doing? Is everyone still doing their normal thing? Have precautions been taken? How's that going for you guys?
Yeah, well, normal's a hard word to use in this circumstance. We've got about 6,000 folks. Obviously, thousands of those talented women and men have to be out in the field, keeping the lights on for 4 million customers. That's what they do. But we've rotated a lot of the folks that are in the back office or working from home. To give you some sense of that, we have in the last few weeks moved about 2,500 people to working from home. So big effort for us from an IT standpoint. Even our call center reps, you know, we have over 400 call center reps, and we've moved about half of them to answering telephone calls at home. So really a heroic effort, you know, moving the workforce to home. But as you said, you know, we've got a lot of people that are out there every day and have to be dealing with the elements and making sure the power stays on.
Yeah, and keeping the power on, of course, is very important. A lot of folks maybe losing their positions, might be strained financially. What is ComEd doing to make sure that these people still have power?
You know, one of the things we did very early on a few weeks ago is we wanted to take a worry off people's minds. So we announced that we would not be disconnecting customers for non-payment. We actually went further than that. We have actually told customers that if you've been disconnected for any reason in the last 12 months, even if it's because you haven't paid your bills, come back, call us up. If we could safely do it, we're going to reconnect customers. We get it. There's a lot of things to worry about right now. Having your power shouldn't be one of them, and ComEd's going to make sure of that. And to the extent folks need help paying their bills, call 1-800-EDISON-1. We could help you out. There are a lot of different programs that support all sorts of families and businesses in our service territory, and we have call agents anxious to help.
What if, you obviously not disconnecting, I imagine that's a huge relief for certain people out there, but if they're saying, well, I can't pay, and you're not going to disconnect me, but you're going to attack me with a late fee, I'm not going to be able to pay that down the road.
Good question, John, because we've actually also suspended new late fees associated with any balances that are increasing as a result of this. So we've tackled it both ways. There are no late fees, and in addition to that, we're not going to disconnect folks. And I think as we look at this, you know, we did that through May 1. I think we'll look at that next couple of weeks, and I'm sure we're going to extend it again. This is going on longer than any of us would like. It will go on longer than any of us like, and ComEd's going to do everything you can to help those families that are in distress at this point.
What about people that have accumulated some late fees over the years, and maybe that's been their reason for worry or their reason for not being able to catch on up? It's the late fees themselves that are part of the problem. Are you waiving old late fees, or at least giving some people some options moving forward?
What we're doing is we're waiving new late fees, and we're trying to direct folks to come in and take advantage of LIHEAP, PIP, what we call our CARE programs, but a lot of programs that could help with not only the fees, but also the accumulated balances so that we could get at the root of the problem here, get on payment plans and different things like that. What I've seen over time, John, is that, people don't fully take advantage of these programs. So it's a great opportunity for me to get on, especially at a time like this, and remind folks to call the ComEd Care Center, and we could help direct you to a program that will assist your family.
So I'm just kind of curious, and maybe you don't have the stats in front of you, just maybe anecdotal because we haven't had enough information on this, but are we using more power now or less power? I imagine at home with a lot of us stuck at home, maybe individually we're using more power, but a lot of downtown businesses and buildings rather empty now. So does it kind of equal on out? Do you have any information on that?
It doesn't equal on out net. It's less power. So early going here, we really don't have a lot of robust data just yet, but we're probably down about 5 to 10% in terms of power consumption. People are using more power at their homes, but the big offices, manufacturing facilities that have closed down, those are big customers of ours, and obviously they're not using power if they're not in operation.
This is going to sound like a dumb question if I'm wrong, and I've been wrong many times before. But let's say you're looking at the news and the oil industry facing a big crisis, and energy fees, for oil, are way down, purchasing oil. Does that have any ripple effect in terms of the cost of power? Is that not at all associated with what you guys do? Help me out here.
Yeah, sure. In the U.S., oil, in particular in our region of the country, is a very small part of how we generate electricity. So here in Illinois, about half of our electricity and over 90% of the zero air pollution electricity comes from our nuclear plants. They're the backbone of the system here. Then we have some coal, natural gas, some wind resources, and a very small piece of solar energy right now. Even smaller than the solar is what we use oil to generate electricity here in the Midwest. It's virtually never used, so those fuel savings aren't there.
What about natural gas savings? I noticed, just trying to pull up how natural gas is trading, and it seems to be on the cheaper end compared to a year ago or so. Does that reflect in costs, or are they more fixed than that and they're not able to react as quickly as people think they maybe should?
No. You're right there. Natural gas is a big part of the pricing. So as natural gas prices do come down, we'll see some savings. And we've seen that really over the last 7 or 8 years as natural gas has become more abundant in the country, and it's really driven down energy prices.
All right. So if just to recap for people maybe just joining us, we're talking about you won't get shut off from ComEd, and you won't have any new late fees, and you can work it out with you guys if you have a balance that is unpaid. And if you were disconnected, call you guys up, and you might be able to connect them all. Did I get them all?
Yep, you got that. And in addition to that, John, what we're doing is we contribute on a charitable, philanthropic basis about $6 million a year to different causes. We're doing that. We're accelerating payments out to a lot of partners that need the money for, food banks and other things that are helping families during these stressful times. And in addition to that, we just gave about $2 million from Exelon, which is a parent company of ComEd. ComEd had a piece of that, $900,000 of that, to help those that have been affected by the coronavirus. So we're upping our contributions from a charitable standpoint, obviously continuing to do things that we've done in the past, and really trying to reach out as much as we can to the United Way and others who are trying to help the many that have been affected by this.
Joe, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise. Nice to meet you over the phone. Look forward to doing it in person sometime.
Yeah, for sure. Hang in there, and thanks for all your guys' hard work out there.